Well, hello, hey, hi, and happy new year, y'all. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the first podcast of 2022, and also the first podcast episode that I have recorded in nearly 3 months. It has been almost 3 months since I have hopped on here and talked to y'all, and I'm excited to be back. We have a lot to talk about today, but it also kind of feels a little weird just because I haven't created any content in about 3 months now. So, I got me a fancy new podcast microphone. I had to like sit down and figure out how everything was going to be set up today so that I could, actually record and say something on here. So I'm excited because it has been a while and I missed you all dearly. But it also feels kind of weird because I've kind of gotten into like this habit or routine of not including creating content into like my daily process, which you guys know I have been doing this for years. So that was very weird and took me some time to kind of get back into. And to be honest, this is like the third time that I'm recording this little intro because I just had to get back into the hang of it, had to get back into the swing of things. So, for those, if you just so happen to stumble on this podcast episode and you're like, okay, but girl, who are you? I'm Alicia Robertson. I am a entrepreneur. I am a coach, and you may have heard of me or may have known me as a coach for other coaches, where I have been working to help other coaches in the online space to build an intentional business that fuels the life that they desire. So that's who I guess you could say now I formally was. So, like I said, y'all, we have quite a few things to cover today because a lot has changed in the past 3 months. But for those who are not new here, so for my OGs, you may have listened to the very last podcast episode that I recorded and released back in early November of 2021, where I feel like I almost kind of left you guys on like a cliffhanger at the end. It was like to be continued. But in that episode, and I will make sure to link it in the show notes. So if you forgot it or if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, you can definitely go back and listen to it. But I talked about in that episode that God just really showed me that a lot of my identity, a lot of who I was, a lot of the pressure that I was putting on myself to perform was centered around me being this business coach. I have been coaching for almost 8 years now. It's what I know, it's what I'm known for, it's what I'm great at, and it's my comfort zone. It's like where I felt like I was the safest in terms of my business, in terms of how I was making money, in terms of how I was building my brand and like what I was ultimately going to be known for. I centered so much of that around me being this business coach. And 2021 was such a hard year for me, with like managing and like dealing with my mental health to still very much being in a pandemic and then being hit with this thing that I have built and not necessarily being 100% happy with this business that I have built, that God just finally showed me that like so much of who I am, I was wrapping up into this title of being a business coach. Like so much of my worth was being wrapped up into being this coach to the point where if a client didn't pay, or if I didn't get a new client, or if a launch didn't go how I wanted it to go, I based so much of my worth on those results, and it was a very like toxic relationship, like within myself. Like it was not healthy, it was not good, and ultimately I just was not happy. And it was really hard for me to admit, and we'll get into this in a moment, but it was really hard for me to admit because again, I've been coaching for almost 8 years. This is my livelihood. This is how I make money. This is how I've built my business. This is what people know me for. So for me to sit up here and say, that's not who I am. God didn't create me to just be this business coach, and to also admit that I wasn't necessarily happy in this position or in this business that I have built. Like, that was very, very hard for me to admit. And I think that was harder for me to admit than the decisions and the shifts that I knew I needed to take that kind of came after all of admitting that. So that's pretty much where I left off back in November. And I told y'all that I was planning to wrap everything up in November. I was going to take 2 months off of social media and also take 2 months off of creating content just so that I could be still and that I could listen and pray and really just get clear on what God was wanting me to do, and to also help me to figure out who I am. Because if I wasn't a coach, then I truly had no clue who I was. And that was kind of sad. Like, that honestly made me really sad that I had wrapped so much of my identity, of my worth, into this one title that I had given myself. Like, God clearly told me, like, yes, you coach, but that's not who you are. It's only a means of, like, a gift that I'm allowing you to use to do what I ultimately want you to do. But you are not a coach. Like, that is not all you are. And that was mind-blowing to figure out. But the hard part was, and the part that really, really, like, punched me in the gut, was realizing that I didn't know who I was outside of that. I didn't know what I would do. I didn't know what to call myself. I didn't know what steps I would take next. So that really put me in a place of surrender. Like, I have to let all of this go, like genuinely let it all go so that I can figure out who the heck I am and like what I'm doing. So I knew that I needed to get off of social media because I didn't need any distractions. I didn't want to be consumed with what everyone else was doing. I didn't want to be basing my next moves off of what maybe someone else was doing or what someone else was planning, especially towards the end of the year where everyone is sharing their big wins and everyone is sharing their big goals for the new year. I just did not want to be a part of that. And then I also knew because of that too, I had to stop creating content, because if God was going to completely change my business, then I didn't want to keep pouring more energy into creating content around something that I didn't even know if it was going to essentially last or not. Like, I didn't know what direction I was headed in, so I didn't want to keep creating content if what I was creating wasn't necessarily going to line up with where I was headed. So I took those 2 months off of social media. Actually took 3 months off of creating content just because I got into the new year and still felt like I needed a bit more of a break. But let me tell you, don't ask for stuff that you are not sure you're quite ready to receive. Because I went into those 2-3 months like, God, okay, I'm listening. I'm being still. I'm not doing anything. Like, I am like here. I'm listening to you. Like, show me the way. And I'd be doggone if the clarity I was seeking wasn't exactly like what I was looking for. And it's just so wild to me how it happened. I went into this like, okay, I'm not sure what I'm doing. So I journaled a lot, just getting all of my thoughts down. And one question that I asked myself that really, really helped bring so much clarity to me was, I asked myself, if money wasn't a factor, if you didn't have to worry about money at all, what is it that you would be doing? And when I wrote down this, like, it flowed out so smoothly. I wrote down, I would be writing books and I would be building community. I would be creating products and workbooks and journals and planners around helping other entrepreneurs to live an intentional life. I would be speaking on stages. And if I did do any type of coaching, it would be on like some intimate, you know, destination retreat type of things. Like I would take a few people on a beach somewhere and I would coach them for like a weekend and that would be it. But when I tell y'all, when I sat down that morning to journal through that question, the way the words just flowed out of me, like I'm going to write and I'm going to write several books. I'm going to create these products. I'm going to build community around, you know, this specific purpose. I'm going to speak. I'm going to, you know, do all of these things. When I tell you, I haven't had like a writing, a journaling session like that in so long, to the point where like I could not stop writing. Like I was just going. Like I had to keep going until I felt like the entire vision was out of me. And I know that was nobody but God, because I feel like I am most connected to him when I'm writing. So for me to sit down and just randomly have that question pop into my head of what would you do if money was no longer a factor? And for me to literally sit down and just write when it almost felt like I wasn't even writing, like I knew that was nothing but God giving me the clarity that I needed. And it's wild to me that writing and these physical products and building community is what came up. And when I tell you, when I wrote that down, I went back and read through it and it felt so good. It felt so aligned. It was the first time in a very long time, y'all, that I have been excited about building a business. And I love coaching. I do love coaching, but I haven't felt that way in so long. So I knew that when I went back and I like reread what I had written, because I told you I was writing so fast to where I really wasn't like comprehending what I was writing at the moment. So when I went back and read through it, I was like, yes, this is it. This feels so good. It feels so exciting. Like this is what I want. Like I was so excited, y'all. So, and it's crazy that that is what came out of this break, because I'm just thankful for God for like giving me second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances. Because when I tell you exactly what I wrote down was exactly what I said I was going to do like 2 years ago. Before I built the Purpose to Service Academy, y'all know it was called the Low Collective, so it was just the membership community. And I remember telling God then, like, help me to build this community. Let this be something that like I love doing, that I love showing up for. Let it be something that generates income for me so that I can also focus on writing. That's, I needed something that would give me the space and the income to be able to write, because I've told y'all this before on like many episodes, but I've known for a very, very, very long time that God was calling me to write. But I've always been very hesitant to accept or fully accept that call because I would get scared. Honestly, like I knew I needed to make money. Writing is the long game. Of course, you'll make money from it, but you have to get the book done first to make money from it. And I would get scared. I would say, okay, I am going to sit down. I am going to write this book. And then I would get scared because money would slow down, or I feel like I should be doing what I saw other people doing, which is what I'll talk about next. And I've just known for a very long time that I was supposed to write. And it's wild because 2 years ago, I said I'm going to build this community around this specific purpose. And I'm just asking that it sustain me while I write this book. And it started off like that. And again, I got scared and it transformed into something that was working, but I didn't necessarily love. So it was just wild to me that when I sat down and I journaled through all of this, that God brought me right back to the thing that I said I wanted to do originally. So like that was just mind-blowing to me for like, it's like, just be obedient. Just do what I said to do the first time around, and you could have saved yourself years. You could have saved yourself time. You could have saved yourself a whole lot of money. Let me tell you, being disobedient is expensive. Expensive. But nevertheless, I am here. And even the part about like creating like my planners and journals and my physical products, y'all know back in the day, that was my thing. And I've gotten so far away from it. I even went and looked at the platform that I host my products on, my physical products on. And I have things that are just sitting there, just waiting to be published. And like, y'all, I feel so, I don't want to say comfortable. I feel so excited and happy when I'm sitting in InDesign creating a journal, creating a planner, creating a workbook. When I get that workbook or book in my hands, like that, it's joy to me. That feels like joy to me. And I want more joy. Like I need more joy. Like I said, 2021 kicked my behind. But I know part because I was also going through a lot personally, but also because God was just nudging me and pushing me and telling me like, this is working, but this isn't it. Like, okay, you're making money from this, but this isn't it. And it was really hard too for me to come to that realization, because a lot of times when people are like, I'm going to stop doing this, it's usually because it's not working or they're not getting the results that they desire. My coaching program was working. I was making money. I just wasn't happy. So to sit here and say that that is no longer serving me, like it almost felt selfish. Like for me to say, I am not going to do this anymore because I'm just not happy. It's not that it's not making me money. It's not that it just isn't working anymore. It just wasn't making me happy. And God very clearly showed me what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be writing. I'm supposed to be bringing women together and building community, even if it is online for right now. I'm supposed to be using my gifts to create these products and these journals that are all centered around a very specific purpose of helping women to build these businesses with intention, to help them to believe in the power of their unique gifts and how it can change and impact the world and the lives around them. And like, that's what I desire. And that's the clarity that I got. And it was hard to accept at first, because that means that stepping into that means letting go of a lot of what I've created. It means letting go of an identity that I have centered myself around for the longest. But it's just what I know I need to do. So that's the clarity that I got over the past 2 to 3 months. So I guess that leaves the question of, what's next? So I've already let my clients know this, and I'm trying not to get emotional. I've already let my clients know this, but as of March 2022, I am closing down the doors of the Purpose to Service Academy. So again, very hard to do. It was very, very hard for me to tell my clients that, because they are literally amazing. And it's hard to do again because it's not like the program wasn't working. It's not like I wasn't making money. I was not happy. And it also did not align with this big piece of clarity and vision that God gave to me. And I've spent so many years of my life in disobedience, and I'm just thankful that God is a God of grace, because I am hard-headed, and I've spent so many years running from the thing that I know that I have been meant to do. And saying yes to obedience means saying no to what feels safe. And for me, coaching has always felt safe. Coaching has always felt comfortable. But obedience doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable, but it definitely will mean that it's worth it. I am closing down the Purpose to Service Academy officially as of March. I've already let all of my clients know I'm not accepting any more clients, of course. So that will be closing down. I don't know if I can say for good for right now. It is definitely not going to be existing. That's one thing that is changing. I am fully, again, stepping into what God wants me to do, and I have been working over the past few months to update the Living Over Existing book. You guys know I released that book about 4 years ago. It's about helping aspiring entrepreneurs and existing entrepreneurs to push past the mental barriers that are holding them back from success. And since releasing that book 4 years ago, I have learned so much, not only about what holds entrepreneurs back, specifically women entrepreneurs, but I've experienced so much within myself after writing that book too. And I knew that I needed to add more to it. I knew that I needed to give it like a revamp because I just felt like the story or the book wasn't complete. So I've been working on that book over like the past few months ago or so, but I kind of put a pause on it because, again, coaching would always kind of take first place there. But I'm happy to announce that I have submitted the finished manuscript to an amazing editor, and we can be expecting for the book to be re-released sometime towards the end of Q2. So we're thinking around June sometime. So I'm super excited, just super happy. Like, that is my big first step into fully walking in obedience. And it still feels very surreal that I'm actually doing this because, like I said, y'all, I have been running from this call for so long. And I'm just excited to put this book out. So, like, my big goal is to write 3 books over the next 4 years. So, starting with the Living Over Existing book, and then I will probably start working on my next book sometime toward the end of this year or next year. So, I already know what my next 2 books are going to be about, which is wild because those 2 books also came within, like, my time of seeking clarity. So like that made me feel even more that this is the path that I'm supposed to be on. So I will be making, of course, a lot more announcements over on social media and out here on this podcast about the book coming out over the next few months, because I have a lot planned for how I want that launch to look. So it's definitely going to be a good time. And then last but not least, community. I told y'all, I have been wanting to build community for the longest, and I have been building community, but that community then turned into a coaching program, which was fine, but it's not what I originally wanted. And I've also learned so much about building community over the past 2.5 years, building community like online. So I am going to be launching a new free community called Intentionally Made. I will be sharing more details about that in the upcoming like week or so, because I'm definitely still working on it. But it's going to be a free community for entrepreneurs who are wanting to truly build their business with intention, but need help with believing in the power of their unique gifts. I've taken everything that I've learned about community over the past few years, all of the mistakes I've made with building community over the past few years, and I'm creating this free space. Like, it's going to be free. I will have some options for like workshops that you can buy into, I'm going to have, you know, some other opportunities that you can kind of like work with me and do those types of things inside of the community. But being in the community, having access to like the conversations, having access to, I'll be going live like either weekly or bi-weekly inside of there. You will have access to all of that for free. So I will probably do a whole podcast episode about that over like in the next week or so. But yeah, that is where I'm heading. I don't know if I should even call myself a business coach anymore. I'm still working on that. I'm trying not to get so wrapped up in titles like I did before, but it's wild to me that I feel like my purpose is very much, or my reasoning and my why is very much still the same. I'm still very much passionate about helping women to build these intentional businesses, to get clear on what they want and also believe that they deserve to have these things. I'm very much passionate, still passionate about that. But the outlet and the way of how I'm doing it has changed. And I can't even say it's changed, because God literally just brought me back to what I said I was originally going to do. So I can't even say that it's changed, but I'm super excited for this year. This is the first year I felt like I've had so much clarity and I've been so confident in what I'm doing next. And I have not felt that safe over the past couple of years, and it was really hard for me to let those things go. But I know for sure what I get out of this season of obedience, y'all. Ooh, I cannot wait to tell the testimony of what that is going to look like, because like what happens when you finally say yes. Like, I cannot wait to share that. Like, my end of year recap hopefully will be mind-blowing. So I can't wait to share that. So yeah, that's it for me. So no more Purpose the Service Academy. New book, or re-releasing the Living Over Existing book this spring/summer. New free community for you guys. We're going to talk about these podcast episodes. We're going to talk about business and what life looks like as an entrepreneur. It's going to be so, so, so good. And yeah. Oh, wait. Did I mention that the podcast is also changing? Yeah. New name, obviously, because Purpose to Service is not aligning with where we're going. So new name for the podcast, and I'm going back to like the OG roots of podcasts, back when it was Living Over Existing, and I was having people in, I was interviewing people on here, telling their stories and digging into what it was really like to be an entrepreneur. That is coming back. I'm getting back to storytelling, y'all. I'm getting back to interviewing, and I'm so, so, so excited for that. So I guess I should also say, welcome to the new Intentionally Made podcast. Yes, the podcast and the free community will both have the same name. And I'm just so excited to go back to interviewing people on this show and just talking about what life is like as an entrepreneur. What does it look like when you say yes to obedience? What does it look like when you have to pivot into what you're really being called to do? So yeah. There is so much goodness to come. Again, as always, thank you guys so much for listening to me, for putting up with me, for cheering me on through all of these shifts and changes God has been doing me over the past few years. I love you. I thank you. And I want to know what you think. Like, let me know. Head over to Instagram, tag me at the Alicia Nicole. Let me know what you think. And yeah. I will chat with you guys next week.